on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Hey, if you live in Maryland, this next segment's for you, okay?
To bay or not to bay? That is the Maryland question.
It's a fan favorite. Actually, a few people called in earlier. We were talking about how they're coming up with the Baltimore Monopoly and what needs to be on there. And like, there's got to be some reference to Old Bay. It's super fake, right? This is to bay or not to bay. Jess, what are we about to do?
This is Maryland's favorite taste test, where we put Old Bay on different things that you typically wouldn't put Old Bay on. When we moved here a little over 4 years ago, we found that almost every table and every restaurant has a can of Old Bay on it. And neither of us had tried it before moving into Maryland. And so we thought it would be a lot of fun to put it on things that you wouldn't put it on to let you know what actually works and what doesn't.
Because you don't want to try this stuff, right? So we'll do the hard work for you. This week, what are we doing?
We're doing cherry pie. Is there a reason why we're doing cherry pie specifically?
So it's National Cherry Pie Day this week. And I was just thinking, I'm like, yo, we've done pies before, but cherry pie?
No, we've never done cherry pie. I just wasn't sure.
Hey, and shout out to Whole Foods, by the way, in Columbia. They sell half of a cherry pie. Have you ever craving
fruit
half a cherry pie?
Feeling like, you know what I really need? Some cherry
not
pie.
Not a full pie.
But just a half.
Half the pie. Then
that's possible.
Then we have it. Okay. Have you had cherry pie in a long time?
No, I don't like pie.
I'm not a pie fan. Yeah.
So definitely have not had cherry pie. Honestly, really haven't had a cherry type dessert. The only like cherry flavored vibes that are in my life would be Shirley Temple.
I think
with the cherry on top.
I think if Jess's taste buds haven't changed.
That's as many cherries I get in my life when I have a good old ice cold Shirley Temple.
All right,
extra cherries.
Try this. The cherry pie. We're doing cherry pie today with Old Bay. So this is just normal cherry pie. Jess hates pie, so take that into account.
Okay.
Just a bite. Normal. Here it is. Tiniest bite. You look like a toddler, and now you spit it out. Why? What about it?
I can't even taste the cherry. Like, what is it? It's just like jam. Is that jam? It's like jam and soggy bread. Oh, and it's tart.
Not a fan.
No.
That's what we're getting right now.
Maybe Old Bay will save this.
Yeah, so Jess.
God, I hate pie.
As a pie hater, Jess.
I wish I loved pie. Like during Thanksgiving, I feel alone, you know?
So isolated.
I feel really alone.
From society. Okay, Jess is going to put Old Bay onto cherry pie, which she already hates.
But come on. What?
Will it get better? It looks delicious, I'll be honest.
I don't know if it does.
All right. Is it better or is it with Old Bay? Here we go.
I'm going to put a ton on there, so maybe I won't be able to taste the pie itself.
I think that's probably the direction you want to go in, but it's you. It's all you. All right. Jess, Old Bay, cherry pie, better or not. Here she goes.
Oh, hell no. No.
Why? This
what is
never gets old.
What's happening?
What's wrong with it?
It's like salty jam. Soggy bread.
And maybe that's your style. Maybe somebody's like, I really want some soggy jam.
And then it feels like you ate a piece of chalk.
So
that was terrible.
No. It's a no, I'm guessing.
That's a definitely don't ever bay that ever.
Thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.